This is the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast. Barstool Talk Daily. Except it's really early in the morning and no booze. For the most part.
We got a small crew today. Oh, Buzz obviously still out with his teeth. his teeth missing.
Teeth.
And I believe he's having some work done today. We think it's the root canal, maybe the wire, because it's kind of like a wire that you would see for braces. That's it's like basically keeping his teeth together on the front, because some of them are still loose.
Oh.
So I'm not sure he's going to be in today. Lisa out sick. I mean, she was feeling crappy yesterday. She actually went home early yesterday.
I know. We had to quarantine her.
Yeah.
Do not let us near her.
And just follow around with a Lysol bottle. And I believe Nico is supposed to be in about an hour.
Oh.
But right now it's just myself and Joanna.
Mm-hmm.
And Joanna, are you ready?
I am.
On that note, keeping her eyes and ears on all things Hollywood, it's Joanna Barbacoa and the Hollywood Buzz. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning. More celebrities are accepting Kevin Hart's challenge to donate to the Hurricane Harvey relief, but they are giving way more than Kevin's initial $25,000. Kim Kardashian West and Company donated $500,000 to the Red Cross and Salvation Army. J-Lo and her boyfriend Alex Rodriguez donated $25,000 each. And Miss Congeniality herself, Sandra Bullock, donated $1 million, saying that she was just grateful that she can do it.
Hey.
Amazing. I love when celebrities do things
Sandra
like
Bullock.
That. Yeah.
What the hell's going on with J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez?
I don't know. They're weird.
The Kardashians donated $500,000 and they only went $25,000 apiece?
Yes.
They're trying to tell me that they can't afford more than that?
Your butt is insured for more than that, J-Lo.
And okay. Alex Rodriguez at one point was the highest paid baseball player ever. Ever.
I guess, you know, they're doing something. I'm sure it's more than I can donate.
You can fork over more than $25,000.
In light of that, American Idol has canceled its Houston and San Antonio auditions scheduled for September 2nd and 4th in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. American Idol announced on Tuesday on Twitter, adding, "Our thoughts go out to all those affected." Idol hopefuls looking to make one of the Texas auditions are encouraged to attend upcoming auditions in Shreveport, Louisiana, September 4th, or New Orleans on September 14th. American Idol is set for a 2018 return on ABC.
Think that's going to be any good?
I never watched it.
I never did.
I think I
watched maybe the first season, the bad people, like the ones who stunk.
That was it. I think everybody watched that first time because you want to see the people who do suck.
William Hung.
Yeah. So I think I was more intrigued by The Voice. Mm-hmm. Because of the whole turning around. You don't get to see what they look like.
You just hear their voice. That's it.
I like that more. Comedian Kathy Griffin wound up apologizing back in May when a photo she posted to social media of herself with a bloody decapitated head of Donald Trump sparked outrage. But she's not sorry anymore, like that Beyonce song. I'm not sorry. Well, speaking to the
Australian... Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about,
Lisa. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Where's Lisa, damn it? Well, speaking to the Australian television program Sunrise, Griffin said, "I'm no longer sorry. The whole outrage was BS." Also adding, "The whole thing got so blown out of proportion and I lost everybody." Although Griffin was supported by some comedians, notably Jim Carrey, she lost her job hosting CNN's New Year's Eve coverage. And she tells Sunrise her tour was canceled. So Griffin says, "No, I don't apologize for that photo anymore." Griffin concluded saying that she would be taking on Trump on her upcoming tour dates. Griffin is headed down under for dates in Australia and New Zealand in October. A Memphis theater that had played Gone with the Wind every year for the past 34 years has ended its annual screening after critics called the 1939 Oscar-winning epic racially insensitive. While the August 11th...
It was 1939.
Yeah.
Life was racially insensitive.
Yeah. Well, the August 11th screening at the Orpheum Theater went on as planned. Next year's showing will not. Critics are calling the movie, which comes as Civil War monuments are being torn down in the United States, a cultural cleansing. For its part, Brett Batterson, president of the Orpheum Theater Group, said in a statement to Entertainment Weekly, "The Orpheum has made this determination early in response to specific inquiries from patrons. The Orpheum cannot show a film that is insensitive to a large segment of its local population."
What are they afraid is going to happen? Do they think that a bunch of people are going to see a movie that might have something risque in it racially, and it's going to create a group of racist people? Like, that's what makes somebody racist? Like, oh, it was in a movie. It's okay. Like, I don't like you because of the color of your skin. That's not how it works.
No, no, no.
Racists are dirtbags. Like, you, like, chances are they've learned it from their parents, who learned it from their parents, who learned it from their parents, who learned it from their parents, because guess what? They don't know how to deal with life, and they need somebody to blame.
No, yeah, that's right. You can't just be like, oh, it was in the movie.
You don't have the ability to sit down and watch a movie, and when you leave the movie, you can't sit and say, hey, by the way, this part was just, it was a little racist, right? Yeah, that was a little racist. Okay, let's go on with our lives. You can't do that? Is it that difficult to do that?
You know,
do you have to take all of this stuff away? Because guess what? Everything is going away. Everything will be going away if we're going to find racism in everything. Because guess what? Racism can be found in pretty much everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This movie was more than just that. Cinematically, it was a big change in cinema. You know, it was it was an epic, really.
Well,
so
but that's the apparently the path that we're going down. We don't have the ability to just say, hey, that was kind of racist. Like, that was wrong.
And then move on.
Like, that's it. That's all you need to do. It's not gospel. You're not going to go, like, repeat everything that they're doing. Like, it makes absolutely zero sense.
Yeah, well, no more Gone with the Wind, and that's theater. AMC has announced a new mobile game called The Walking Dead Outworld, which will immerse users in a world filled with the undead. The new game is being billed as an augmented reality experience, which most fans should be familiar with having played Pokemon Go. The game will surround its users with walkers and the necessary weapons to defeat them by using their phone's camera to place computerized enemies and friends in their vicinities. The Walking Dead Our World, a first-of-a-kind location-based augmented reality mobile game, will hit the Apple App Store and Google Play soon. The official description
reads... actual date? Just says
no
soon?
No date yet. The official description reads, fight walkers on the streets, in the park, on your sofa, wherever and whenever you feel like it. You don't need to face the apocalypse alone. Rick, Daryl, Michonne, and all your favorite characters from AMC's The Walking Dead will fight by your side.
Oof.
Well, Fear the Walking Dead returns with a 2-hour mid-season premiere on September 10th. The Walking Dead will return for its 8th season on October 22nd. The 8th season premiere will mark 100 episodes overall for the popular AMC series.
You know what I see happening with this new app, right?
Do you think it's going to die down like Pokemon Go did?
Well, I think that Pokemon Go, it's still popular with the people who like it. I mean, there's anything that's new and innovative, there's going to be a gigantic spike at the beginning, and then it's going to die off. Like, I was one of the people I downloaded. Oh, that's kind of cool. Oh, wait, you actually have to do stuff with this?
I know, right?
Pass.
You got to walk?
Yeah,
what?
Sorry, pass. what I see happening, and I'm warning him right now, Buzz is going to hurt himself. Because this is one that I can see him actually getting into and then not looking away from his phone and walking into a door wandering in the middle
of the
road.
He's going to get on his bike again.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
Trying to catch one while he's on his bike.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know that's going to happen. He's going to have one hand on the gas pedal.
He comes back with a broken arm. What happened? I was playing The Walking Dead.
Telling you right now. It's like I'm seeing the future.
Well, finally, many of Stephen King's horror stories take place in Derry, Maine, including Insomnia, Dreamcatcher, and It. The fictional town is loosely based on Bangor, where the author resides in real life. The two worlds collided earlier this week when King put a floating red balloon, the unofficial symbol of It's Pennywise the Clown, in front of his window of his mansion. Have you seen those pictures?
I have not.
Well, he has a red balloon just right there. Isn't that creepy?
A little bit.
Well, Keane's not the only one getting into the It spirit. According to the Bangor Daily News, Gerald Winters, owner of the Keane-centric bookstore Gerald Winters and Son in downtown Bangor, has been showcasing Pennywise-themed decor for weeks now, including a blood-covered rain boot. You can even visit a drain at the corner of Union and Jackson Streets that inspired the scene in which Pennywise lures Georgie to his death. There's also an It walking tour where they really get into the spirit of it.
Oh, my.
But while it's all fun and games in Maine, it's a tough time for actual clowns. Apparently, the good clowns are having a hard time making a living. Pam Moody, president of the World Clown Association, she says, people had school shows and library shows that were canceled. It's very unfortunate. Moody also tells the story of a female clown who showed up early to a kid's birthday party. So she waited in her car, but then she looked up and there were four police officers surrounding her because someone in the neighborhood called in a clown sighting. Remember that one time last year where we were all scared of clowns?
Yeah, I did a, there's a post up actually at buzzadamshow.com about all of this and how it's been a real rough year because if you remember, it was right around this time, maybe into September a little bit, which is in 2 days, about the just random clown sightings. And then it became nothing. Yeah. And that was when we started to talk about mass panic and stuff like that, about how it kind of takes over people's brains where it's a bigger deal than it ever really was.
It all led up to the election and it was like the world was on fire or something.
It took basically one picture of a clown out in public.
And it caused everyone to lose it.
Everybody was freaking out.
I know because when, you know, we have to be here at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. So like at 3 a.m, I'm getting out into the car and I was always looking around like there better not be a clown here.
Yeah, just some weird dude standing there in a clown outfit.
I don't want to see no balloons anywhere. Well, It, which is expected to break numerous box office records, opens September 8th. That's next week. Are you going to go see it, Brandon?
I do want to see it. Looks I don't think good. I'll be able to, though.
I've been watching the original, the miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Is it.
Where's it available?
Oh, I have it. Do you want to borrow it?
Yeah, I kind of do.
I'll lend it to you. Well, with Hollywood Buzz, I'm Joanna Barba.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
I think I'm a little flustered, Scott.
Yeah?
It took me like 5 times to get that button to turn on right now for the microphone. Because, so they cleaned the carpets here in the building last night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Joanna, I'm warning you. Scott, yeah. I'm warning you. When you go near the bathrooms from carpet to tile.
Uh-huh.
Make sure your foot's not completely extended because chances are there's going to be some moisture on your shoe and you're going down. And you're going down hard.
Brandon.
I just imagine that Goofy sound effect, you know, when like Goofy falls off. Yeah.
Yeah, like he slips on a banana. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I think actually the sound that I made was
like that's all,
like when, you know when you like when you clench up completely, like that's like that's what I just did.
These headphones aren't working.
Oh,
we'll figure that out. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, really quickly, KLAQ welcomes the Rockabilly Riot. It's going down this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at the El Paso County Coliseum. Labor Day weekend, spend it with some local acts, plus national acts, the Paladins and Tiger Army. There's going to be a car and motorcycle show, fashion shows, and a pinup girl contest. You can get all of your details on Rockabilly Riot over at KLAQ.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters,
Mr. Buzzy Buzz 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 is a busy guy because
waking up West Texas.
Attention everyone.
This is the Buzz Adams Morning Show.
Hey, right on, Buzz.
Manny's out of sight, that Mr. Buzzy.
And here they are.
So I was just explaining to Scott and Joanna, we had the carpets cleaned in the building last night.
They're beautiful.
So yeah, they look good.
They do.
So we got fans everywhere to, you know, dry out the shampoo and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And I was warning them, there's a section that's towards the back of the building where you go from carpet to tile. And if you're not careful, and if your foot's extended all the way, you're going down.
Zoop.
Be forewarned, if you're walking around on the carpet in this building, you're going tumbling down. So, not a good way to start the morning, but Joanna, look at what I found in here.
Now you're awake. What'd you find?
A Laffy Taffy.
Oh!
It was on the floor, but as far as I can tell,
it looks perfectly wrapped.
This has been completely sealed, and it's sour apple.
Oh, that's so
good. What's the joke on it?
Yeah. Read the joke.
All right. Well, there's two jokes on them. So the first one here is, how do you double your money?
Huh.
How do you double your money?
Oh, please. Some of these are so stupid.
Cut it in half?
This doesn't even seem like a joke. Like, you fold it.
Oh.
Oh.
What if you have coins?
I don't like it.
Yeah,
no.
Right? All right. Yeah.
Was that one from?
Thanks a lot, DB from Bloomington, Illinois.
Nice.
Okay, the next one here. Why did the mouse sleep under the oil can?
Did the mouse sleep under the oil can?
This one's real easy.
Mouse. Oil can.
Something cheesecloth.
Something about cheese.
No. So he wouldn't squeak in the morning.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, so you got to laugh out of Joanna.
I feel dumb for not knowing that.
I get it.
All right, Scott Lewis joins us in studio right now.
Lisa
is out. I don't think he can hear you because the headphones in here.
Oh, right.
We've been trying to figure this out. So we're trying to get the Facebook. Joanna says hi, Scott.
Hi, Joanna.
So we're trying to get the Facebook live feed to work. We can't. For some reason, the monitor's not working. Scott comes in. The headphones aren't working. So I don't know if something got bumped.
What's going on here?
Yeah. All kinds of wonky things happening.
The carpet cleaning crew was clearly not in here because they're still... A box made out of tape on the floor from the kittens came in. Remember when the Humane Society brought kittens in?
If the kittens would stay inside that box?
Right. So we got some tape and we put a little box on the floor. It's still here. So, and that's been, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
So clearly the carpet cleaning crew did not come in this room.
If you want to see that the cleaning crew did not come in here, just look when the door's open and when it's closed. Look in that gap that would be there. It is filthy over there. Filthy. Anyway, so Scott's in here. So we can talk about buzzadamshow.com. We got some posts up there. Did you know that clowns are apparently losing work because of the movie It?
You know, I'm strangely okay with that.
You out?
Yeah, I don't know who's still hiring clowns or what clowns are doing these days, but stop it.
Are you scared of clowns?
Not that I'm scared of clowns. That it's more of a, really? Dude, why? Mm-hmm. Why would you want to be a clown?
Well, there's some people out there that are. And there's some people that like clowns. To me, they just existed. Not scared of them. Didn't necessarily like them. They were just happened to be there. Although I've known a lot of people that are, terrified.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you were about to say a lot of people who went to clown college.
Oh, no. I only know one of those.
Oh.
But they're, which I think it's probably one too many.
Yeah.
But they're a former roommate of mine. He was terrified of clowns. And there was this, I don't even know how he got it, but somebody brought over this like really creepy doll. It was like one of those ones that's like this big, about 18 inches tall. And it was just one of those ones that looks really creepy. Like you would kind of expect its eyes to start blinking or something.
Yeah.
So entertaining for me to just leave that thing laying around the house in random places. Like I know like, hey, that's his food cupboard. I'm just going to stick it and I'm going to wrap it around his cereal box. And then he texts me and he's like, dude, I couldn't eat this morning because the clown was on my cereal.
Aw, poor guy.
But the worst was there was a girl I worked with at a station and we had like a Halloween costume contest going on.
Yeah.
And a group showed up as clowns.
Oh, hell no.
And she went into full-blown panic attack, and they had to send her home. Like, and they had to have somebody drive her home.
I think in 100 years, 200 years, clowns are going to start turning into, like, legend. Because people aren't going to be clowns anymore. And it's going to become like, you know, back in the day when people thought of vampires, it was just really pale dudes who were just kind of sick and stayed in their castles and stuff like that. And it kind of like got turned into vampires. And like clowns are going to become like the boogeyman of the future.
Well, another post up at buzzadamshow.com is apparently you can't drink your own booze on a plane.
The hell you say?
There was an article that I had read where somebody had, like you can take...
Yeah. You can take the
small
little bottle
bottles. And this person had taken smaller shampoo bottles, filled them with whiskey.
Ooh.
And you can get in with that just fine.
Yeah, right.
The TSA has no problems with that. This is not the TSA's issue.
Oh.
This is the FAA.
Oh.
And I kind of ran into this at one time where I was about to jump on a plane. I walked by a store in the airport, and they were selling whiskey. It was a whiskey store.
Mm-hmm.
They had free samples, by
the way. That's brilliant.
Awesome.
The whiskey store.
Granted, the sample was about yay big.
Yeah.
It was still enough to taste.
Just have to whiff the palate.
Get a little taste there.
Yeah.
So I bought a bottle, and they put it in the brown bag, and then they put this big, giant sticker on it that says, do not open until you've reached your final destination.
Wow. Ooh, that's kind of...
Okay.
And I think to myself...
dark.
And I think to myself, okay, not that big a deal. I just won't drink it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I assume this is the airlines that have spoken to this business,
right,
and they've said,
look, it's a deal.
Don't sell this stuff because we want to sell our booze on the plane, yada, yada, yada. Well, kind of, but not really. According to the FAA's Code of Flight Regulations, no one may drink an alcoholic beverage aboard an aircraft unless the certificate holder operating the aircraft has served that beverage to him.
So they...
You know why?
Why?
It's so they can monitor how much you've been drinking. You're not allowed...
Oh, okay.
You're not allowed to fly if you're drunk.
Yeah.
If you look inebriated, mm-hmm. you're not allowed to get on
you
the plane.
On the
they
plane.
Will boot you off, or they won't even let you on.
Yeah, it's a kind of a small enclosed space for drunks to roam around.
And really high up.
Yeah.
There's no place to go.
No place to go.
So the flight attendants, they're not only serving you food, but when they're serving you booze, they're technically acting as a bartender to make sure they can monitor how much you've been drinking so that you're not being overserved or you're not drinking too much to where you would become a nuisance and become a hazard on a plane. Because if you think about it, somebody who is super drunk on a plane could become a hazard.
Well, yeah.
On the plane.
They're hazards on the ground.
Have you heard? Yeah. Have you heard what the potential violation or a violation could lead to?
What?
Like the punishment?
The penalty.
A fine? Oh, a fine.
It's a fine.
Oh. Okay.
How much you think?
500.
You go way up.
Up?
Oh.
You're looking at roughly $11,000 if you get caught.
My God.
And charged with drinking your own booze. On a plane.
No, it's almost as much as the airline ticket itself.
Yeah.
So.
Or, you know, at that point, depending on how much you want to drink, that's how much they might charge you for them little bottles of booze. You could rack up about $11,000. Buzz has a couple of posts up at buzzadamshow.com. He explains his bike crash to a local affiliate. How many times has he explained the crash at this point?
He loves
this. Is he just putting
this.
These things up because he's got a quota to meet?
I think probably. So, but also he came in and he's like, so they did an interview and... I kind of did a reenactment, and you want to put it up on the site? And I was like, just fine, just do it. But
as long as it keeps you occupied and away from us.
He even starts the post with, are you tired of hearing about Buzz's bicycle crash?
Yeah, at this point,
I think everybody is. But he did make up for it, however, by also posting the trailer for Super Troopers 2.
Super Troopers 2 looks good.
So, yeah. You know, you can go and check that out. You can watch both if you want. I'm not going to tell you not to watch anything.
Yeah.
But, you know.
We also have a coin that was believed to be a rare artifact. Turned out to be a souvenir from a museum.
Did they
thought this thing was hundreds of years old. Turns out it was no more than 2 years old.
Did they have trouble noticing their own merchandise?
I'm not sure if the person that figured it out or what really went down there, but...
Don't think they should work at a museum.
It was just a couple of years old. Well, the guy from the museum is the one that came out and said...
Oh, okay.
Hey, yeah, This is not an artifact.
Shop.
We sell this stuff.
This was down the road here.
And it's really not a question of how old it is, other than the fact that we're trying to guess if it's from 2015 or 2016.
We get it from Taiwan.
Yeah. It says made in China right there.
Right there, yeah.
Another post up. Found this one on Reddit. It was, what did your teacher tell you that turned out to be false?
Most things.
There's a lot of things.
I went to public school. It was really horrible.
A few that were in here, the bad things, you do go on your permanent record.
Is there a permanent? I don't think there's a permanent record. And if so, I don't think it's particularly permanent.
The food pyramid.
Yeah, that turned out to be a total lie, didn't it?
It told you to eat a whole lot of bread.
A lot of bread. And that hasn't gone well for us.
No. You have to learn math because you won't always have a calculator with you.
I literally always have a calculator with me now.
Uh-huh. Everybody does.
We showed them.
You need to go to the best college you can because the money you make will be worth the cost.
Yeah, no, not in this field.
Nope.
I keep my college degree around in case I ever run out of toilet paper.
In case of emergency.
It's like my last emergency.
Last ditch effort.
Yeah.
And then also on here is you have to learn to say no to drugs because strangers will want to give you free drugs.
Well, that's... not how drugs work.
No. No, drug dealers, the smart kinds, they do not just give it away for free.
And sometimes you need a calculator to figure out if you're getting the correct amount of drugs for the price that you're...
See, there you go. Yeah. You got to work out them fractions. Game of Thrones season finale set a bunch of records. Did you see how many people watched this thing?
No.
If you include regular cable...
I haven't read our own website.
If you include, well, I'm pretty sure that you're busy doing Hurricane Harvey stuff.
I actually kind of was a little bit.
Still. So if you include regular cable plus streaming plus DVR and on demand, it was over 30 million people. About 33 million people watched the season finale of Game of Thrones.
And that's like the biggest of all time now? Or just the biggest for HBO?
For Game of Thrones,
I was about to say, I imagine Super Bowls have done more than that. So.
Well, and you also have MASH.
MASH was pretty big,
That was 125
million. Okay, there you go.
So that thing's I didn't know what the number was. But if you go to Wikipedia, it shows the top 15. And coming in at number 15, I think, was Dallas. With 30-something million people? Is that the song?
It is.
I don't think I ever watched an episode.
I didn't either, but my grandmother used to watch it, and it was always bedtime for me when I heard the theme song.
Did you become like one of Pavlov's dogs?
It was. It's like I'm kind of sleepy right now. I'm just
the second that the second the theme song kicks in, Scott starts sleepwalking.
Oh, it's time to go to bed.
Bedtime. Dallas is
I'm going to bed, Mama. Bye bye.
And also at buzzadamshow.com, you can make yourself feel old because Rufio from Hook turned 42 years old yesterday.
Rufio
from Hook.
Wow.
All grown-ups are pirates. We kill pirates.
That is so true.
You can check out all these stories over at buzzadamshow.com. Coming up, we're going to have some news with Joanna. Lisa is out today. She's sick. Buzz still missing teeth. And I think Nico's sick as well.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
We got some drama.
Yeah.
Everything okay over there?
Not really.
Seems very highly professional.
Trying to find something over here for Buzz.
Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Buzz. How are you today?
I just had a root canal. Like just...
His whole... All up here. Like it's just right here, right?
Yeah, this... Yeah.
So kind of the left side between the nose down to the lip.
Completely numb.
So someone could punch you right now in that spot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right here.
I'm just saying. Someone could do that.
Please, nobody do that.
I told him now is the time to get a face tattoo because it wouldn't hurt.
Mike Tyson it, man.
No way I'd end up regretting that since it didn't hurt to get it done. Oh, I see Brandon has handed me the liner he wants me to read again. For some reason, he gets a real kick out of this.
It's going to be even better with the fact that...
Please tell me this is the Thrifty Thursday
upper
one.
Lip.
Joanna, did you know that tomorrow is the final Thirsty Thursday at Southwest University Park, sponsored by KLAQ?
What?
Come out for a great evening watching the El Paso Chihuahuas and save at the final Thrifty Thursday of the 2017 season. Enjoy 12-ounce beers or wine-based margaritas, 24-ounce sodas, value popcorn, and or churros for only $2. It is Thrifty Thursday and the final Thrifty Thursday of the season this Thursday at Southwest University Ballpark. There.
Thank you, Buzz. Very much so. Very happy with that. Well, now that we have Buzz here, we can talk a little bit about buzzadamshow.com. Did you know that clowns are losing work because of the movie It?
I just saw a headline, but I see that you have it posted at buzzadamshow.com.
I did.
What, like people aren't hiring clowns?
And they're actually backing out of engagements.
Canceling things that they'd already hired them for.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any kid in America, hell, in the world that says,
wants a clown?
Yeah, you know what I really want? A clown at my birthday party.
Never. I can't name one.
Nope.
Did you ever want a clown?
I wasn't terrified of clowns, but I never, you know, I liked Ronald McDonald and the circus and stuff, but I never went out of my way to, you know, bring a clown to my birthday party.
I do have a friend that was a big Ninja Turtles fan when he was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And then he told me this story about when he was maybe 12 or 13. And it was his first boy-girl birthday party.
Ooh.
And they're all hanging out having fun. And his mom had paid the local pizza company to have pizza delivered by a guy in a Ninja Turtle costume. But it was one of the, like, it was just like simple, like, green paint on the guy's face. And, like, it was absolutely horrific looking. And he never lived it down. Hates the Ninja Turtles to this day. Cannot stand them.
You know, I think clowns keep thinking they got a bad rap. Last year was the season of terror with,
it's
with
been about a year.
Clowns. And then you got It coming out. And I every time something like this happens, I hear the clowns complain. But I want to suggest to the clowns, you're kind of creepy.
Possibly going a different direction.
Yeah. You know, maybe your day in the sun has already been out there and now people are just creeped out by you. Did you know there are different kind of clowns based on how, what your makeup is like and kind of what your getup is like?
There's sad clown.
Well, but they have names for them. Like there's August clown. There's Grimaldi style clown. There's vagabond. Oh, there's a whole, yeah. There's a whole bunch of different categories of clowns. There's orange face president clown is another one that's.
It's a very popular type of clown now. Different mm-hmm. types of clowns portrayed around the. There's your August.
Mm-hmm.
Blackface.
That's not a clown.
Yeah.
That went south real quick. All right, well, that's up there. Hey, did you know that you can't drink your own booze on a plane?
You and I must be reading the same sources because I just saw that headline and it said that they can fine you something like
$11,000
if mm-hmm. they catch you bringing your own booze on a plane.
Do you know why?
I guess there's a law against it or whatever.
Well,
or,
is it a law? Why, do you know why the law is there? And this comes from the FAA, not
so
the
people
TSA.
Don't get, just get tanked on their own liquor and get out of control and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Hey, if you're going to get drunk and out of control, you're going to be paying us $12 a drink to do it.
Well, if you're going to get drunk and out of control, you might be spending $11,000 anyway. But... Well, it's basically the flight attendant is also your bartender. They're acting as a bartender. Oh. And the rule of like a bartender is that you...
She can cut you off.
You need to make sure that you're not over-serving in this person because you're not allowed to fly drunk.
We went on a ski trip at the radio station I worked at before this. And this guy I worked with in Oklahoma City, Blake Anthony, he just smuggled booze in every pocket, every sleeve. Every
of his luggage
of no
jacket
of,
pants
of what he was wearing, so he brought it on the plane
this
with him.
This was obviously before the big TSA crackdown. If this was before you worked,
here. Oh yeah, he just walked it on, but he was just passing out drinks to everybody. He'd reach it. Speaking of clowns, his entire wardrobe was like a clown car for beer and alcohol. He would just reach it. He'd be handing them out.
Was everybody getting hammered?
Mm-hmm. Everybody got pretty hammered.
Oh, all right. Buzz yet again explains his bike crash.
This time, well, this one actually
this time
has
Lou Romano.
Yeah, Lou Romano did a piece on KDBC. He does a segment called the Lou Cam. So Lou came over and actually took my bicycle out for a spin, and I kind of reenacted the way that I busted out my teeth on my bicycle.
You also posted about the Super Troopers 2 trailer.
Oh yeah,
looks pretty good, right?
Yeah. Meow, that's something worth getting excited about. It's coming out on April 20th, but I wish I could watch it meow.
Oh,
well played,
I
sir.
Get it.
Well played. All right, remember this. Hey, Joanna, take a look up here real quick. You ready?
Yes. Aww.
I'm telling you, this is like money every single time.
Settle down, meow. Settle down.
Oh. Let me see here. How about that?
Oh. Look at the little baby.
This is all it takes.
Oh.
To get Joanna to say, oh.
I have that pillow. Yes, kitty. Get in the donut hole. Get in.
All right. These are just cat gifts.
Cat gifts and pictures. And it's clockwork of just putting one up on the big screen and Joanna reacting to them. I have yet to find one that Joanna does not react to.
How about a hairless cat? Do you like hairless cats?
My cat, oh.
See, even mid-sentence, it works, Buzz.
My cat Penny kind of looks like a hairless one.
No, I'm talking it about the ones looks... that's their breed. Those are kind of freaky.
Those are kind of okay.
They look like Ren or Stimpy. I forget which one is which.
That's Ren. Stimpy. Ren. Oh. Stimpy was red.
No, wait. Stimpy was a cat, right?
Stimpy was a cat.
Yeah.
And Ren was a chihuahua. Right, okay.
You idiot.
Look, she didn't do anything for the puppy. Like, the puppy doesn't phase her.
No, she did. She did. It was really, it was a real brief aw. And then the final one here, we have a big old litter of kittens for Joanna there.
Meowton.
Also over at buzzadamshow.com, we talked about the coin that, hey, guess what? It was not an ancient artifact that was hundreds of years old. In fact, it might date all the way back to 2015.
It was a souvenir from a museum in Israel.
Yeah. We also talked about what did your teacher tell you that turned out to be false. Scott, earlier today, pretty much came up with the same things.
Yeah.
And he was wondering where these free drugs are.
Can I do a shout out to my endodontist?
Your endodontist?
Yeah, he's the guy who did the root canal on me today.
If you would like to, I don't see why not.
Dr. Wayman and Sophia and the staff. Actually, you know, I've always heard like nothing's more painful than a root canal or like a root canal is terrible. It's the first time I'd ever had a root canal, so I really was nervous.
Now, see, I've had four and they're not that bad.
No, they numbed it up. And I got to say, other than the numbing part, you know, when they stick you with the needle before you're numb.
Yeah.
Other
That's
than
probably
that,
the most painful part.
Painless, in fact, so.
I've never really had an issue with it.
My thanks to Dr. Wayman at Westside Endodontics.
Did you know?
And the lovely ladies in the front.
Did you know that we may have missed something?
In Game of Thrones?
In Game of Thrones.
What?
Let me bring this up here. So have you heard of the theory that Bran is actually the Night King?
No.
It's
how
one of those weird fan theories that's out there.
I thought he was the three-eyed raven.
Well, this is something here. This is a picture of the Night King's army, and somebody noticed that it looks like something. I'm going to bring it up on the screen for you. What does this look like?
Is it a wolf?
Does it look like the Stark wolf sigil?
I guess, you know. Are you telling me that image hasn't been digitally altered in any
this
way?
This is saying that this is a direct screenshot from the show.
Okay.
So this is unaltered.
It's kind of a wolf-like pattern there. It's like an aerial view of the Night King's army.
And the army is in the shape of what looks like a wolf.
Okay.
Almost even the wolf of Clan Stark.
I thought you were going to bring up that the guy who built the wall, which got destroyed by the zombie dragon. By the way,
Bran the Builder?
Yeah, Bran the Builder was the name of the guy who made the wall. By the way, how is it that no heavy metal band has named themselves Zombie Dragon yet?
There might be one out there.
There needs to be a zombie dragon metal band.
What about one called Hodor?
Is there one called Hodor?
Not that I know of.
You know, it'd be great if it was a band and the only lyric they sang was Hodor. Hodor!
Wait, keep going. Keep doing that. Do you know your guitar?
No.
All right.
Play, play me some Cannibal Corpse.
Do you have any in here?
No, I have it. I believe I have it in the computer. You just look up Cannibal Corpse.
All right, well, I look it up. You're going to need to tell me another theory that you've read online.
Well, most of the theories were confirmed. You know, the whole thing about
who
Jon Snow actually is. He's not a Stark. He's not a Snow.
He's a
Targaryen.
He's half Stark. Remember, it's Ned Stark's sister.
It's Ned Stark's sister,
so
right.
So he's technically a Stark, but he's the rightful heir
as a
Targaryen.
Here's what it would sound like if anybody wants to have a heavy metal band called Hodor. And the only thing they... Yeah, I don't think there's any...
I don't know.
I don't think there's any
it's your
words
computer,
to
man.
It. Hodor! Hodor! Hodor!
Right, here comes the break, ready?
Hodor, 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 Hodor!
I think we're creating our own band called Hodor. We gotta get you to get that growl, like that real.
We gotta get him a listen with Melissa Cross.
Well, we have those DVDs here.
Oh yeah,
and I think we're gonna go through some
how to sing like to Cannibal give away Corpse,
the Zen of Screaming. We have volumes 1 and 2, but you need to get that. It just sounds like you're clearing your throat.
There's a guy that used to call in and do like. And he'd do that, and I thought it was really cool, but Kevin didn't like it. Kevin said it was
a little too harsh.
Yeah, he said it was a little
morning.
Too harsh.
What about this? Where's Hodor?
This is a musical break. Hodor!
You sound like Puss in Boots. Mm-hmm. When he's clearing his throat with the hairball and Shrek.
That's what it sounds like to me.
All right, well, all these stories you can find up at buzzadamshow.com. We're a year away now from, at least a year away from Game of Thrones. You know that?
No, really?
Yeah, they're not going to start filming until October, and it hasn't even been confirmed that the final season is going to be next year. They might even wait until 2019.
Oh, come on.
Right?
What does this do for George R.R. Martin's book sales? Since, you know, we're now in uncharted territory. He hasn't even written the books that this past season was based on. Who goes and buys the book?
After you've seen the show.
Yeah. I'm right. I get, like, super fans of the book are going to go buy the book anyway, but it's kind of...
Well, I started reading the books, and then when the news was starting to come out that, oh, by the way, the TV show is going to go past the books because he's not going to release the books in time. That's when I lost interest, and I would occasionally read
lost
a chapter
interest in the books.
In the books, when I would occasionally read a chapter here and there, but I really wasn't into it. And finally, the book just got put away with all my other.
From what you read, bookshelf. Are the books even more insane than the TV show, or is the TV show exaggerated?
There's just a lot more going on in the books. There's a lot more people, a lot more characters. Ugh. Yeah,
there's enough in the show. I mean, there's too many in the show.
Oh, just wait. There's full pages, multiple pages, where George R.R. Martin will describe every single person in a room. And there might be 50 people in that room.
And he'll just go around and describing.
He goes through what this person's wearing, from their shoes to their top to how their hair is done. And then in the very next page, they're all dead.
Huh?
Yeah. All that time. And the whole time I'm sitting there, I could have skipped past that page because I didn't even know who anybody was.
Smoke and mirrors.
Exactly. So that's when I lost interest. I would imagine the book sales have to go down, right?
Yeah.
Or do you think that this will spark enough interest for people to want to buy the book after they've seen a TV show to see how much they line up?
What if
it comes up with a completely different ending? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of douchey, but... That could happen, right?
It's like a novelization of a movie, except it's based on the books that the movie was based. You know what I mean? Like when a Star Wars movie would come out, they'd have a novelized version of it.
Yeah.
This is like he's going to write a novelized version of his own mythology.
Yeah, and I would imagine there will be some people that will buy it, but I can't imagine that the sales would be up. If he were to have released the books before the TV show, those book sales would have gone through the roof, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I enjoyed the show so much. I mean, I'm a reader. I'm a person who reads, but I was enjoying the show so much, I didn't want to read the books because I was invested in the show. I was emotionally invested in the show, not the books.
So you didn't want to go spoil it by reading the book.
Right, and I didn't want to become one of those people who were like, you know, at this point, Tyrion would have no nose.
You mean like Lisa even though she hasn't read the book?
That's right.
Because she Wikipedia'd
it. She Wikipedia'd
or went to somebody else's blog about the show.
Right.
Well.
Insufferable.
All right, so you're, what's your timeline here for coming back?
Is this next season the final season?
I think you're talking about for me.
Yeah, I'm talking about Buzz. Yeah, the next season is final. We don't know when that one's airing. I'm asking him.
I believe I get these wires that are just pictured like a wire holding what upper teeth I have remaining in place. I think that comes off Tuesday. My endodontist said something about like to get the implants. That might be a excuse me. That might be a process of like a year.
What was that?
I fidgeted with a bottle top, but just because I'm nervous. But he said it could be. But in the meantime, I'll have like a partial, you know, or a, what's it called? You know, some false teeth in there, but.
Will they give you one of those, it's a retainer?
Maybe.
So that you could actually pop them out? So you have teeth.
Yeah, I was kind of concerning, but my mouth was full of dental instruments when he said, yeah, it could be, you know, it's a slow process. It could be a year to get the permanent implants in.
A year. Wow, you are struggling over there, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, well, regardless, you're saying a helmet wouldn't have helped, right?
A helmet would not have done any good in this case because I hit the wall. I didn't hit any.
What if they were to get you a football helmet?
Yeah, that might have helped.
You don't think that would have maybe tweaked?
It would have.
I mean, it could have pushed your head back. Could have hurt your neck.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Buzz, not a fan of helmets, as we all know.
Hi, this is Buzz Adams here to talk to you about bicycle helmet safety. Every day in America, many children are in danger. Danger of looking like wussies for wearing safety helmets. Millions of children feel pressure from parents and teachers to wear safety helmets. An entire generation is in danger of being turned into lonely, friendless weirdos. As a former cool kid myself, I can still picture their sad faces below their bicycle helmets as they rode their bikes with daisy-covered baskets, little handlebar bells, and spokey dokes. I was recently in a horrific bicycle accident myself. I was thrown from my bike and shattered my front teeth. If I had been wearing a bicycle helmet, I still would have broken my teeth and I would have looked like a pusswad. So the next time you decide to ride your bicycle, ask yourself, which would you rather keep intact, your teeth or your dignity? So kids, take it from me, Buzz Adams. Make the right choice. Never wear a safety helmet.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. For more, head to buzzadamshow.com.